Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fungula. On this episode, we have my brother joining us again. Mitchell Sonny Mitchell is joining us on this episode, and we talk about how he's an Ella fella these days. He has a new cowboy hat that he may or may not have purchased specifically to impress Ella Langley, if he were to ever run into her. So yeah, my brother's joining us on this episode, and y'all loved him when he was on the last episode. So I'm like, you know what? Let's have you on again. Also, don't forget my special is streaming right now on YouTube. It's called Ugly Baby. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. If you have seen it, send it to someone who has not seen it and tell them to watch it. Go leave me a comment. Go tell me what you love about it. Also, subscribe to all the things Fungula, wherever you can do that. You can follow us, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. You can subscribe to anything that says Fungula on it. We would love for you to do that. You can call us and tell us what you're grateful for, what you're mad about, what gets on your nerves. Tell us what is your hot take. We all know Danielle has a lot of hot takes. What's your hot take? Call us and tell us about it, or email or text. Danielle will give you all that information.
Yes, so call or text us at 747-300-5380. You can, of course, email us at fungulapodcast@gmail.com. And then on Angela's website, angela.com, there is a form that you can fill out there as well.
And for now, enjoy this episode of Fungula with my brother, Mitchell Sonny Mitchell.
We just want to have fun. Yeah. We just want to have fun. Let go.
Mitchell, thank you for joining us.
Ma'am?
Get out of town. Get out of town. You've been practicing your country slang.
Howdy, ma'am.
Get out of here.
Danielle?
Howdy.
I cannot.
Hey, I'm wearing a country singer shirt, too, so I'm part of it. It
better be Ella Langley.
It oh is. My it's
my brother is an Ella fella.
No, I'm wearing Russell Dickerson. I went to his concert last night, so. Russellmania.
I don't even know who that is. Get out of here, Russellmania. Is that a shirt? Is that
yes.
His tour?
Look.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, it was fun. He came out like he was a WWE star or something. I don't know.
Oh,
who that
oh my God, that's so clever. That's
yeah.
But who I is thought, he? I don't even know who that is.
He's a country singer. I think his big hit is, I think it's called All Yours. But it was funny because one of my friends called it my transition concert because it was my last concert in LA and I was like, and it was a country concert.
Hilarious.
I was like, nothing. That's quite funny. Quite the send off. But
speaking of country singers, my brother and I were watching the TV show Marshall last night.
Love.
And the country singer Riley Green was guest starring on there. He did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
He wasn't cringe.
That's good.
I mean,
the show's cringe.
The show,
yeah. He might have just blended in.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys watch Yellowstone?
No, was he on that?
Y'all, Marshall's is a spinoff of Yellowstone.
Oh, we know that.
Oh.
We're talking about Riley Green specifically.
No. No, I think this was his first foray.
It's different writers.
Yeah, Marshall is not the same vibe.
Oh, really?
No.
I mean, it's still Taylor. It's still Taylor Sheridan, no?
Creator, not writer.
Let me tell you.
It's a different vibe. They made it for like
CBS,
you sure. know, so it's network procedural, mm-hmm. but also they made some casting choices that were interesting.
All right.
I don't like to bad talk shows. Sure. On...
Yeah, because what if they want you on it?
I'm with my friends. But listen, there's some things about the show that my brother and I will watch and go, oh my God. Ugh.
If the show shows you anything, it's that anybody can get it done and become an actor.
Interesting.
Just stick with it.
Okay, I wanna wait, it's got a pretty, I know some people in this cast. Okay, I'll need to watch it.
Again, like I don't want a bad mouth. There's just some things that we go, oh my God.
Of like 12 episodes.
But then we still keep watching.
Nine, so.
We still keep watching it.
And you know
so
what? And that's the
they're doing
of
something,
it.
Right?
Doing
because
something.
We haven't given up on it.
And that's good. That's good. Wait, so you're an Ella fella? Is that what she calls them?
I am.
He bought that hat just for her.
Goof.
I wouldn't go that far. I've been wanting a nice one. She probably inspired me to mm-hmm. pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go see her in concert? Did you get tickets?
I would love to, Ella. But I don't know the tour schedule, so
you don't follow her.
She listens to her on Spotify.
You don't follow
her
on Instagram?
Nonstop.
Me like, too. I listen to Ella Langley Radio all the time.
No, I don't do radio. I do her.
Oh. All right.
Because radio gives you people who sound like her.
Yeah.
He don't even want that. He just wants all
I'll play my one country
just
playlist.
Dandelion all day.
I just skip straight to her and then go right back to her. I don't listen to
What's your favorite song of hers?
Oh, man. It looks like you love me.
With Riley Green?
Yeah, yeah, but it's all good. It's cool.
So
I'm not insecure.
You're so dumb. Did you know who Ella was before
she got her ranch in Alabama and moved out of here?
Before we knew who she was,
the biggest country star.
I knew of her because of you talking about her.
Okay.
Never decided to look her up.
Uh huh.
And then, like a week or two before Stagecoach, I was like, let me give her a shot. And I hope she gives me the same in return.
You're so ridiculous.
It's been nonstop. So
do you,
crazy.
I have a question then. So do you listen to country music or you just listen to Ella?
I listen to old country music.
Who's like, that?
Like
who?
Straight?
Brad Paisley.
Okay. 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah, like 90s.
Okay.
Like it got real pop for me for a little bit, so I didn't like it. I have Morgan
John
Wallen
Michael
on my playlist too that I made, but I always skip him, so I don't know why I have him on here. But
do you ever listen to John Michael Montgomery?
Never heard of him, but I will give everybody a shot.
That's some
90s
country right
there.
Sometimes
a year later, but
Toby Keith?
Chris Young,
Gabby Barrett,
Gabby, she's from American Idol, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gabby
Brooks
Barrett,
Jefferson, Kenny Rogers, George Strait.
Classics.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson, Jimmy Buffett.
I don't have Willie Nelson. No.
You have
but
his
I
hair.
Have Chris Stapleton, which like, I don't know if he's country or just blues or a mixture of both, but
you and Willie Nelson have the same hairstyle.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at that.
Shaboozy.
Shaboozy's good.
Ingrid, what's her last name?
Oh, yes. She's good.
Ingrid. But it's only that one song. That song gets me.
Oh,
you
I
should
love
listen.
That song.
Not to bring it back to WrestleMania, but Russell Dickerson just put out a song with Fetty Wap, and it's really good.
That's hilarious.
Interessante.
I'll say the one song I don't like of Ella Langley is the one. It just went platinum, though. So it's like.
Everybody else loved it. Which
is
one?
Her and Big X the Plug.
Oh, yes. I know which
it's
one.
It's not for me. That's all. I love her part, but then he comes on. I'm just like.
Is it Hell at Night, that song?
Probably.
Hell if I know.
Stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
Get out of here.
Katie and I met her. We didn't know who she was. And I feel so dumb thinking about it. Every time I think about it, I'm like, oh, what dummies we were. Mm. Now, granted, this is, she had one popular song. I don't want to say that. She didn't have one popular song. Her viral Looks Like You Love Me was going around on TikTok. And I had heard it on TikTok, but I didn't know that was her when we met her. And it was very like, just, hey, you know, what do you do? Blah, blah, blah. And oh, music. And, you know, she does country music. And I feel like Manny and our vibe was very like, good for you. Keep going. keep at it, girl.
Way to go.
I feel like that's what, we didn't say those words, but I feel like our vibe was, because she's young.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And it was just like, oh, you do music? Oh, cool. Yeah. You know, he's like, I do music too.
And then you text me immediately like, do you know who this is? And I was like, do I? Do you?
Yeah. Then once I text Danielle and Emily and was like, do you know who Ella Langley is? And you guys were like, what? Yes. Why? What? Tell me. And then I looked up her music and I was like, oh, I know this song. I've heard this song before. And then I was like, oh my gosh. We were just like talking to this girl like she was some open micer down the street playing over there in Printer's Alley, downtown Nashville. At Bless. Some bar. Bless like, that's her. How we were talking to her. Like, good for you. And I think at one point, too, she was saying, like, she's on tour. And we mentioned something about a tour bus. And I remember her saying, like, yep, a tour bus and all.
Yep.
So dumb. And then we figured out who she was. We're like, oh, like, she's an actual, like, legit singer. Like, good for her. Then, about 3 months after that, then she blew up. Listen. And it was like everybody knows who Ella Langley is now. And listen. Then I just keep thinking back to, oh my gosh, we were so dumb looking at her like, good for you, girl.
She blew up so big that there are now TikTok videos of people being like, she's an industry plant.
Oh my god.
What? I'm like, what does that even mean?
Nah.
Haters.
Not even. Mm-hmm. Yeah, haters.
Yeah.
But anyway, bringing it back to Mitchell's hat.
Did you buy that in Nashville?
No, I bought it in Van Nuys, California.
Really?
In the hood?
Yeah, actually.
All right.
Right next to a bus stop where people sleep.
Yep.
Did you steal it? Did you take it from somebody who had it?
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm supposed to go like this. Thank you.
Thank you. Ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Ma'am. You got to work on your ma'ams and your sirs.
Oh, I'm really good at ma'am. I say ma'am all the time.
I say ma'am to Rosie. Ma'am?
Me too.
What are you doing? Ma'am? No.
Mm-hmm. I always say ma'am and always get the, that's my mother.
Really?
Oh, they say that to you.
Sorry. Is that just in LA?
I guess, because that's where I mostly am.
Yeah,
but
so I was like,
it's not people who live in LA always, because one is that I used to get yelled at for, and I would always say it was, do you know who Annie Leibovitz is? Do you know who Annie Leibovitz is?
The photographer, yes.
Yeah, so her like right hand man who goes with her everywhere, I would always open the door and yes ma'am, no ma'am, and she would get. I don't want to sound all gossipy, but.
She would get upset.
She would get upset.
She didn't like that you said ma'am?
Because it didn't make her feel old is what
That's what
it is,
yeah.
So,
oh, I love
it. And then it would be a thing because they would forget who I was, like in the very beginning. They would go back to New York, live their life, and come back for a shoot or two. And she would forget who I am until I said ma'am. And then she would, and then there was one time where I like caught myself. I was like, oh, no problem, ma'am. And I stopped. Then she just starts laughing. And then after that, we were cool.
What are you supposed to say? Instead, nothing.
Just no identification.
Yeah, just.
Just.
There you go. Thank you.
Right. Sounds good.
Yeah, I don't know, but.
I like when people say ma'am.
Me too.
And sir, and it feels like polite.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like manners.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
like
how
it.
I was taught.
When I say sir, like, yes, sir, I feel like people are probably like, were you in the military? But I'm like.
Well, are you saying it? Yes, sir.
Sometimes it depends.
The tone.
It depends how busy I am. Yeah, it depends.
I think you just got to drag out your R and
Yes,
be like,
sir.
yes, sir. Now it's like you're being slangy.
I do
Yes,
feel like
sir.
yes, sir is like somehow scarier than it's real easy for me to say like thank you, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, ma'am. But then for some reason, sir, I'm like, ooh,
Yeah.
sir.
You know what? I think
Spooky.
you just touched on something because I'm thinking the same thing. Like, no, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. It's almost like you're being reprimanded.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like that.
But I mean,
Oh,
I
I hear
grew
what you're
up
saying.
being told that's how I say that to everybody. And maybe that's just, a problem with authority, but I don't know.
I don't think I've ever said it to my dad or stepdad.
Really?
Like, yes,
Weren't you
sir.
taught to say
I
sir?
wasn't taught to say sir or ma'am, but I do say it.
They didn't teach you that?
No, but you're from the South, so
Yeah.
that's why
Yeah.
you were taught that.
Sure was.
We were not.
And it was
We.
like I wouldn't even be acknowledged until I said it.
Oh.
Like if I said like yes, they'd look at me like, yes, what? Oh, yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Because it was like a respect thing. Let me tell you though, I mean, it snaps you into, you're like, oh, yep, yes, sir, got it.
Yeah.
You're locked in. So I now see
Weird.
it as a respect thing for sure. And I like when people
Well,
say ma'am.
Rosie has started to say ma'am back to me because she hears me say it to her, but
Cute.
she's not saying it in like we're teaching her how to be respectful. You say ma'am and sir. She's saying it because she hears me go, ma'am, put that down, ma'am,
I could just
no,
picture a
ma'am,
kid grabbing her blocks in a
no,
play
ma'am.
area. Well, ma'am.
I love that. I love that so much. That is so cute. She's so cute.
Let's get into some attitudes. Let's talk about what are we mad about these days, you guys? Mitchell,
Tell
you
us.
I'll
want
go
to lead us
first.
off? Tell us, Mitchell Sunny. Mitchell Sunny, Sunny Mitchell.
Mitchell Sunny Langley.
Get out.
You're gonna take her
Yeah.
last name?
Yeah, he's taking her name.
I would gladly.
I
Gladly.
love it.
Gratitude. I had one as we were brainstorming. I got my gratitudes. Let's say a gratitude for today is metabolism.
When did it leave for you? When did it all end for you?
Let's see. I got sober in 2021,
Okay.
and right after that,
So your body was like, oh, we're getting healthy. Forget it.
yeah, it was weird because like
Interesting.
my thing of choice was weed, and most people eat when they smoke. I was the opposite. I would nothing. I wouldn't
You
eat
wouldn't have an
anything.
appetite.
Yeah, I would have no appetite. And so I got
Interesting.
so skinny, 145, and then
Whoa.
I just started putting on weight right after that, which was cool
That is
because I was
skinny.
working out. Then I got injured, and then I kept putting on weight because I didn't stop eating. And then boom, 220, and then boom, 245.
Wait.
Oh man.
Getting a
And
hundred.
boom, I'm a big.
And it
I'm
doesn't
a
come
big.
off anymore. Before I was like, oh, this will come off, no
Yeah.
worries. And
Wow.
no, man, it's just like, yo, what happened?
Wait, how tall are you?
5'11".
I'm so glad
I
you didn't try
mean,
to give me like a 6'1" just to like throw it out
I
there.
was gonna say as a
Like,
joke,
especially
but
given it's so close, like you could just throw it
I was
out
like,
there. I'm
a
grateful
lot
you
of people
didn't.
ask if I'm over 6, so I take that
Yeah.
as a win every time.
You give
But it's
big,
5'11".
tall
I've
energy.
never lied about my height,
That's good.
and I've never
5'11"'s
felt
often
like I need
lied.
to lie about my height. But again, I'm 5'11". I feel like that's a solid starting
That's
point.
good.
So,
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because I was trying to picture like you at 145, I was like, you probably looked ill.
oh, when I was
Yeah.
looking at photos just the other day of me, and I'm just like, damn,
But being
I
that
look
tall,
down
yeah.
dying.
Yeah. You did not look well.
Yeah.
So this is
Even when
good.
I was a fit 170, like shredded, muscular, my face was so like everything else is alive, but my face was dead, just sucked in.
Yeah.
But
That, what do they
that
call that?
combination.
That temporal
I
wasting?
was high in that time too, yeah.
That phrase?
Tempura?
temporal wasting.
I ate a lot of tempura during that time. Yeah.
No, that's how they say you can tell someone's malnourished, just because their temples get all like dented in.
And, oh, yeah.
You know?
I was like that because you would definitely see like
Your bone structure.
Yeah, my corner part of my eyebrow would look like it was sticking out more.
Yeah, that's unhealthy.
Yeah, that was me.
Wow.
Wasting away. Dang. But he's back.
Then you got sober.
And worst.
You're like, oh, man, I'm all healthy
told
now.
Me I was going to gain all this weight by getting sober. Let me tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd much rather have indents in my eyebrows.
Rather look malnourished than overnourished.
No.
Overnourished.
No.
Imagine describing somebody who gains some weight. He's a little overnourished.
Just a little overnourished. Yeah. We're working on it. That's good. Yeah. That can be a gratitude. Okay.
I mean, I'm on the journey. I'm on the comeback. Yeah. So that will be one of my gratitudes.
Well, we're still in mattitude right now.
Yes. Yeah. But we are mad that it. What was it? What are we mad about again?
Metabolism.
Right.
Gone.
Yeah.
I remember I used to be able to go to the gym and I would take my kickboxing class. Give me like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I was like, ribbity ripped. That's all I needed. I was like, just throw me in consecutive kickboxing class for like 2 weeks and I'll be fit. And then it started changing. And I would be in the gym for like months. And I'm like, this is dumb. It's not working anymore. I don't want to do this.
Yeah. I miss being able to eat whatever I desired. Yeah. And yeah, but like I love seeing like Brayden's like workout videos.
She's doing so good.
I'm like, bro, don't let it go.
Uh-huh.
Don't let it go, dude. I saw him yesterday. I'm like, bro, I'm proud of you. And just smacked that
And you felt all his muscles behind him. Brayden is Manny's nephew. Yes. And he looks like Manny. Like he could be Manny's kid. He has the afro.
He
like
really
Manny.
Does. It's crazy.
His face looks like Manny. Like he just, he looks like a lighter skinned Manny.
He looks more like Manny's kid than Rosie looks like.
Honestly. Honestly.
For sure. And, you know, he's in his early 20s. I think maybe 23, I think. And he just started going to the gym and like getting rippity ripped. And so he'll post his videos. And this kid is like so ripped. And he posted himself doing this like pull up thing where he was like pulling himself up and like, I don't know, he was looking like he was doing gymnastics or something like
They're
that.
Called muscle ups.
Muscle, I don't know. Okay. Oh. He's doing some muscle ups.
That feels
and,
made up.
Yeah, he's got that 23-year-old metabolism, muscle memory, energy, just out here crushing it. I went to give him a hug the other day. He comes over to take Bonzo for a walk, and he'll train Bonzo. And I went to like give him a hug and like patted his back, and it was just all solid rock. And I was like, oh my gosh, Brayden.
You like bruise
you're
your hand.
You're just muscle now.
You like try to give him a high five and you're like, ow.
Yeah. Gosh, to have that again.
Wow.
Right.
We don't know we have it when we have it though.
For sure.
No.
I mean, I knew I was fit and I knew I had a fast metabolism. I just didn't think it was going to go anywhere.
You don't get to keep
me.
That forever, unfortunately.
Because I'm like, look at my dad.
That's what I was going to say.
And mind you, he played sports for his whole life. I stopped playing sports.
That's the thing. Our dad stayed fit for till he was in his 50s.
Mm. And the only reason why he stopped was because he hurt his knee and he couldn't run anymore. So.
Yep. And this guy was fit, in shape, running up and down the men's soccer field. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like doing like the older men's leagues soccer.
That and Kenny, though. Because Kenny... Skinny.
He's skinny.
Yeah.
Skinny Kenny.
He's skinny. So I was like, I'll probably get it back easy. And it didn't come back.
Nah. Turns out, nah.
Mm. Nah, bro.
And now dad got injured. You got injured. Y'all got the injured bellies.
Yeah.
I don't have an injured belly. I just have a.
What is an injured belly?
Like,
You want, get you want me to show you?
So you can't work out anymore, so you get a belly.
Oh, man. It's funny because Uncle Sonny had the belly.
Uh-huh.
And then I took his name and got the belly with it.
Dang.
Whoa. Okay, wait. So should you change your name to a skinny one, or is that one?
I just go back to Mitchell, but I'll stick with okay. Mitchell Sonny.
We'll just do keto.
Yeah.
We love keto. This is a keto-friendly household. I had a beef stick just a minute ago.
Me too. I had two of them.
Love a beef stick.
I had the rest of a beef stick that I found on the counter a little while ago.
We should be careful about that.
We had the Kirkland ones. Try them. Yes. Good flavor.
Love the Kirkland ones.
Yeah.
Very good.
It was good. I liked that it wasn't so greasy.
Yeah. It was something that was different about the taste, because I do like chomps, but
chomps are my number one.
Better than the chomp.
Chomp is Danielle's Bible.
I love a chomp. Really? Love a chomp. Big fan of chomps.
They have a new flavor. I don't know if it's a new flavor, but I just saw it in the store and I got it, and it was
which one?
Smoky barbecue or something. It's not the
I don't like the flavors.
I don't like anything smoked.
I don't like the flavors. I like regular, the red. It's the red chomp. That's the regular beef one. And then I'll get the green, which is jalapeno beef, every once in a while. But I don't like the turkey. I don't like the chicken. I don't like any other.
Yeah,
I don't
when
like
I see
the poultry.
Birds on, I'm like, nah, bruh.
No, I beef only.
I don't like anything flavored with smoke.
Yeah, like you don't. Because you don't do mezcal either.
Nope.
But when I seen it, I didn't think the smoke part. I was like really big on the barbecue
part. Yeah.
I missed barbecue chips because I can't have them right now. And I was like, oh, hopefully this fixes my
barbecue.
But
fix, yeah.
We'll go and do a little dip into gratitude real quick.
Sure.
You've lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy. I've lost 20 pounds in a...
Do you still have more to go, or...
Oh, I want to get 20 more.
20 more. Wow.
Bare minimum. So total of 45.
Bare minimum.
That's the goal, which is going good right now.
Are you putting on muscle? Trading the fat for muscle?
I'm still big, but this time around, I was like, I'm going to lose muscle if I really want to lose some weight. It's really, really hard to lose weight and maintain a ton of muscle when you're losing hella weight, like what I'm losing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you losing? Going to lose some, but
how are you losing it hella fast? Doing the shot?
Ketosis and, being active in the sense of either working out on a regular or getting 10,000 steps in and more.
Let me tell you.
Has been my...
Walking is key.
Yeah.
Major.
For me, it's easy-ish because when I work...
Sure.
I'm walking on set all day long. And I got 15,000 steps on average.
Nice.
So that... When I was on set last week, I lost 5 pounds in the week.
Wow. You know what? And I find that so annoying. And here's my attitude. If we're going to talk about it, nothing irritates me more, because this is such a dude thing. This, you want to talk about the difference between men and women right here, is I hear this so often of guys being like, yeah, I just started walking 10,000, 15,000, lost 20 pounds. And I'm like, I walk all of that and I somehow gained 2 pounds. What? I don't understand. It's so annoying that guys can just walk. But I mean, walking is so important. Walking really does help everybody, but I feel like it helps guys faster, and it's so
totally
irritating.
But also, Mitchell is doing the ketosis testing to make sure that his actually
testing.
Yeah. There's I'm making sure I'm in ketosis all the time. So, one, there's these pee sticks that you pee on, a pregnancy test.
Oh, I didn't know
that
existed.
That's been good, because I'll do it, 3 times a day and just check it.
Wow,
we're still there. And then, it showed me the time. So, I did have, carbs last Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I was still in ketosis that day, but then the next day it showed me that I wasn't. But then the next day, right after that, I was right back into it because I was back on the diet from the little bit of carbs I had. Manny just gave me this blow thing that you blow into, pause, and it's a, it looks like a pause on that too. Actually. It looks like a DUI little meter
thing.
Just resituating your hand.
And so that would be a lot better. A lot less backsplash.
Get out. Gross. Gross.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know that they had tests like that. So that's pretty neat. And interesting how it can change that fast. Like, I was curious about that when I was doing keto hardcore, but you would have like, oh, had some chips, like how quickly you get out but get back in. I wasn't
Danielle,
sure.
When Danielle did keto, she was still getting cold foam on her coffee, and she was more like keto adjacent is what was happening.
Hey, as long as it's heavy whipping cream, that's included. That's a part of it.
Oh, I make whipping cream
I make my own. I've started making my own too.
I make a protein one though. I put protein powder, some cocoa powder, and I just whip it up.
You got to be careful with that protein though. I just watched a TikTok video today of this woman who went to the doctor and got a physical, and she was saying how she was taking protein shakes and protein powder and protein blah, 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 blah. And the doctor was like, "You're over proteining," and she had like an overabundance of like potassium, and like could go into like a kidney failure.
Over proteining right now, it's definitely me.
You could go into kidney failure. You need to be careful. Literally, if you have too much of something.
200 grams a day.
You be careful of the potassium. You literally can go into like a diabetic shock if you have like too much potassium. No. And then my
brother. Is there a potassium P test?
I know. Because then my brother did tell me though, but with vitamins, regular vitamins, if your body will like tap out each day, like boop, got enough vitamin C, don't need more, and you just pee out the rest.
If anything, I need more potassium. I don't think I'm.
Get you some bananas.
With all your leg cramps you get.
Then get you some bananas.
That's
but they're not keto. For me. That's the problem. That was the problem too. Is I used to get leg cramps when I was doing keto because we're not getting enough potassium because potassium's in all of like the non-keto foods.
Yeah, for sure. I don't get the potassium foods anyways when I'm not on keto. So
you know, like spinach. It's also in spinach.
How do you get potassium then if you're on keto?
Is electrolyte there like a potassium packets. Supplement? There's potassium in electrolyte packets. There's also.
Oh, you're right. There is.
Also, too, a lot of the greens. When you're in keto, you can have greens. So, like spinach. Spinach has potassium and avocados.
You can put spinach in your smoothies, blend it up, then you don't really taste it.
That's true. It has like no flavor. Smoothies?
I haven't because I've been doing the whipped cream. Oh, but, okay.
But I swear when you
spinach in a smoothie sounds weird when it comes because I drink like a chocolate protein shake. Spinach sounds weird. It might be whatever, but
you may not taste it.
Yeah.
Do you eat eggs?
Every day.
Then mix some spinach in with your eggs.
Oh, I guess I could do that.
Yeah.
I eat like lettuce and onions when I go to In-N-Out.
Onion is not keto.
It's not?
No.
But the amount, I'm still in ketosis, though. So I'm...
Okay, good to know.
Onion's not keto? Why?
No.
It's a carb.
It's a carb veg. It's a starch, I think. I could be making that up. The vegetables for keto, it's just anything green or the
cruciferous.
Carcinogenic.
No. Broccoli. It's anything in the broccoli family.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Christian Bale. Yeah, but it's like broccoli stuff.
I get sad that I didn't eat onions earlier.
Oh.
Because I love onions now. Like some grilled
onions. Like you just got sad in this moment thinking, man.
No, on a regular. I'm like, man, I should have started eating this sooner.
Oh, I see what you're saying. As a kid, you were like picking the onions off.
Yeah.
And now you're like, I've been missing.
My onions still don't like them. But me either. Like grilled onion, sauteed onion. Oh, so
a bloomin' onion? Big fan of those.
Don't know what that is.
You don't know what a bloomin' onion is?
Fried onion. Like onion rings?
I've never had a fried onion.
You've never had an onion ring?
Oh, God. That's the only way I like an onion.
Onion rings, I generally like eat the crust and just leave the onion.
But it's cooked now, and I eat onions. So
yeah,
I know,
but I haven't tried it. I haven't tried it.
Now that you're an onion guy.
Do you ever get French onion soup? I love a French onion soup.
I don't know if I've had it. I may have had it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to make you
Yum.
This French onion chuck roast.
Yum.
I've made it a few times. It's really delicious.
Oh,
and it's just so good. It's like two full onions almost or something. It's hella onions. You slice them up real thin. You cook them in the pan, get them a little wilted. You throw them in the crock pot. You sear your chuck roast with, I think, just salt and pepper. Sear it. Put it in the crock pot. And then you put all your ingredients for it. There's like Worcestershire. There's, what else is it? I don't know. I got to look at my recipe. But anyways, and then it just cooks for like 6 hours. And it's like a onion soup, but chuck roast. Bomb.
Well, I love a good chuck roast.
Bomb. This one might take you out of ketosis. Danielle, do you have a Mattitude?
Sure do. All right. Now, this might be controversial amongst our crowd, Angela, speaking to you directly, in the sense that this is something that you do.
Oh, but, I am your Mattitude? Give it to me.
No, but a lot of people do this, but I don't know why this bothers me or why this rubs me the wrong way, but I just don't care for when people say, thanks, queen, thanks, king. You're the best queen.
I do it.
You do that.
I don't do king, but everybody's queen.
Everybody's queen. And I'm like, this is a democracy, okay? I'm not British. I don't like to be a part of this. I just don't.
American.
It stresses me out. And I don't know why, but
Better give me a madam president with that, yes.
And I think, yeah, call me madam. Madam President instead. Thanks, Madam President. You're welcome. But I don't know. I think it's because before you said it or like work said it, I think I had always heard it in a sarcastic way. So knowing that you're saying it genuinely, I'm like, I don't believe you. Why are you being mean to me right now? Like that's my brain reads it sarcastically, but I know it's not. But
I used to be like that with compliments. Because like
I'm not when good
my
with
friends
compliments.
Would give compliments, it'd be like a joke. Like, dude, really cool shoes, bro.
Oh yeah.
So like when people would say that to me.
Yeah. You're like,
I would never know how to react.
You're all F you.
I was either rude or like I over explained like what.
Yeah. You're like, well, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool shoes. Oh yeah, bro. I got them half off at the store the other day because I was driving by. You said cool shoes.
Yeah.
Take it.
Just say thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, everybody's queen. I give everybody the waitress hands me something. Thanks, queen. Everybody's queen at the stores. At somebody let me go in the door before them. Thanks, queen. Everybody's queen.
Yeah.
Everybody's queen.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with just thanks.
Well, do people say it to you besides me?
Yes. I get it a lot. No. No, I get it a lot. Well, what's funny is I got annoyed with it. And then my best friend's sister's birthday was a couple days ago. And I messaged her and I was like, happy birthday. She goes, thanks, queen. And I was like, I don't have a problem with anybody. Like, I love everyone who says it to me, but I don't like that they say it to me.
Well, this is a hot take.
I know.
Danielle's good at hot takes. Let me tell you.
I just have strong opinions and I stand by them, really. Mm-hmm. But I don't say it to whoever you want. Like, again, it's not personal, except to me, it is personal.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Let me see if I have a Mattitude in here. My digestive system. I feel like my Mattitudes are always my own health. Every time I come on here, I'm like, too many UTIs, diarrhea. Mm, like, my digestive system has been not working right for like 4 weeks now. And so that's really...
What do you mean it's not been working? Upset. Like, what's going on?
Well, I don't want to get too...
Sure.
TMI on here. But my boo-boos have not been great. Okay.
Or boo-boos or doo-doo.
Or boo-boo. but I went to the doctor and I'm waiting for them to get back to me on what they think might be wrong with me.
I got a question. What kind of tests do they do?
A stool sample.
Sure. Right.
So you boo-boo in a bucket.
Right.
And then you
not
take
a bucket.
Some
do you take the bucket
and you
home?
Put it into a vial, and then you take the vial to the lab, and the lab then checks your vial and they see if you have anything going on in your insides that can be explaining your health situation. So that's where I'm at right now. In my
how long does that take?
Four, three? How old am I? 44? Oh my God. I don't even know how old I am. I just had a birthday.
Yeah, 44. You're 44.
I'm 44?
Yeah.
Oh, that's depressing. I just realized it. I thought it was 43.
Yeah, but 44 is fun because it's the same number. Yeah. How long does that take?
The doctor said I should know by the end of the week what those test results say. So,
did they give you any sort of like preliminary hypothesis of what
I think
it might be?
No. They just said they're going to test for different bacterias, parasites. Mm-hmm. She said some word that I didn't know, and I replied, and I was like, what is that? She hasn't replied yet to tell me.
What's the word?
Means. I don't remember. I have to look in. Yeah.
Riboflavin.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but yeah, like my digestive system has not been well for like 4 weeks now.
And what are you going to do if she comes back and she's like, you have a worm?
Deworm it. Like, do a parasite cleanse.
Do they have that? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It is a thing. Yes. I don't know if they work.
I mean, like in the videos enema? I've seen.
But
they work.
Videos you've seen?
I will for sure be a sucker to a lot of things on social media. Like,
sure.
Take this or take this. Uh-huh. We have both, so take this. Yeah, I'll take all three.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, there's parasite cleanse. I've done a colonic before.
Right.
You know what that is?
I think so. Is that like an enema?
They put a tube to your butt.
Yeah.
And they flush you out.
Oh, gross.
Some people.
Someone does that to you?
The some people can handle this in a way where like they don't even feel it. So my friend, my
stupid. No.
my friend's mom does this for a living, right? So she's told me stories of like people who don't even feel it, like they'll sit there and they're just going through emails on their phone and just cleansing out. And then other people like me, when I went to go do it, it was the most painful, uncomfortable. It was supposed to be an hour. I tapped out at like, I think 45 minutes because to me, it felt like every time she's like doing the water where it like pushes water into your insides. It pushes the water up and then it flushes it out. So everything comes out. Every time that would happen, my stomach would cramp as if I was having diarrhea. And I don't know if anybody has ever felt the diarrhea cramps where you're like sweating on the toilet and you're just like crying for holding on for dear life. And you're like, oh my God, like that cramp.
Yeah. Begging God to just take you in that moment. Yeah.
Yes. That's what it felt like for 45 minutes.
Do they turn the water on and like turn it off so it leaks out?
Yeah. So So it pushes out and then it pushes in and then it flushes out. And so she's changing the water pressure. She'll be like, okay, you ready? We're gonna do it again. And then the water comes in. And then that's not even the part that bothers. It's when it's coming out, is my body starts cramping as if I'm diarrhea, as if it's a diarrhea cramp. So then it flushes out. But she's talked about, she's seen parasites. You see the worm flying through there. She's seen this one lady that she had. She doesn't eat pumpkin seeds. She hates pumpkin seeds. And she can track it back to the last time she had a pumpkin seed. She was like at a wedding or something. And these pumpkin seeds were in the salad that she was eating. Blah, 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 blah. But either like she's allergic to them or something, right? And that was the last time she had a pumpkin seed. And it was like 5 years ago that she was at this wedding. And when they were flushing, they saw a pumpkin seed flow through the pipe. And the woman was like, I haven't had pumpkin seeds in like 5 years. Like, it's so much stuff is stored in your body that we don't even know about.
Wait, so then is that true when they say like corn stays or like gum stays?
Oh, I don't know.
That social media again. I saw that the gum is a fake. Yeah, the 7 years is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's like.
That is crazy. That is insane. That, I mean, yeah. That woman that does it, she, I mean, how does she even function?
She's seen a lot.
So, yeah. Sir, what? There's a Hot Wheel stuck.
Stop. Oh, man.
Yeah. I couldn't even handle it. It took me, I lasted about 45 minutes and I had to tap out. And I'm like, I can't do this. This is painful. I don't like it. I think the only time I would ever do it again is if I got really sick. And yeah. It was part of like my healing journey, my healing process. She has a lot of cancer patients that come in to do colonics. And she's seeing parasites cleanse out of them, like a bunch of stuff. So I think only if I really, really needed it, I would do it again.
Well, yeah. Thank God you're not going to need it.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah. Hey, but, amen.
Oh, I was like, what if they come back and they're like, this is what's going on. This is the only thing you need.
You're about to have me in diarrhea cramps.
So if the doctor was like, oh, there is a parasite and you need to take the tube.
I would do it. Okay. Because that's a reason.
Gotcha.
That I was doing just for like, oh, it's good to cleanse. Oh, sure. Get out. You know what I mean? Like
hits and gigs.
Yeah, literal. Exactly.
Damn, how did I not see that? Oh man.
So yeah, if I had it, like you have a parasite, you need to do a cleanse, I would definitely go do that again for sure.
Oh wow.
So that's my attitude. I think even a lot of personal information on
this. I know. I was like, we maybe should switch to gratitude.
Let's go to gratitude so I can stop talking about my personal.
I was like, we've done a lot of
journey.
But here's the thing is there's probably someone out there that's going, me too, girl. Me too.
Yeah. And if that's you, hey, girl. Hey, queen. I see you, queen. All right. I'm going to move into gratitude. Gratitude is for this robe that I'm wearing right here. It's from a brand called Oddbird. And get out of town. It is so cute. I love it. We got matching ones. Manny has one and Rosie has one and I have one and I love it.
You love a robe.
I do love a robe. I have a lot of robes.
Is it heavy?
No, it's not that heavy. Here's one thing I will say is I do gravitate towards my other robes when I want to feel cozy because they're soft and like
what
fuzzy.
What is this one?
This one's not soft and fuzzy. It's just
it's like a Pendleton, which is for outside.
Yeah, yeah. But it's so cute, though. I almost want to, like, cut it and make it a jacket.
Yeah.
But it's, like, an actual, like, bathrobe, or?
Yeah, it's a robe. Mm-hmm. You know, wear around the house.
It gives a kimono vibe, because it's, like, baggier.
It gives, like, native.
Well, that too, yeah.
Okay. Native kimono.
They had a child.
Yeah. So my gratitude is for this robe. Oh, one more gratitude. Actually, let's go around the circle. If it comes back to me, then I'll give it again. Mitchell, what's a gratitude for you?
Gratitude for me is being, when I was a kid, dad would take us out and we would ride horses.
Get out.
No, but that's really my gratitude though. Like being able to ride horses when I was younger, that was fun. Like that was a good time. Like I was, you know, dad was outdoorsy stuff.
Yep.
If we outdoorsy free stuff for the most time, but sometimes he would take us and put us on a horse, and that horse would take us up a mountain and high diggity dog. It would be a great time.
Out.
A lot of horses.
Stupid.
Ella cannot hear you right now. So we're clear.
First of all, you don't know how videos work on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome that I'm making this that viral.
Sure.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Right.
No, but riding horses was a good time. Before coming out here this time, I was looking at horses out here to, like, take Rosie. But then I asked my friend who rides them professionally, and she's like, maybe wait a couple more years.
Oh,
yeah.
Ride it.
And, Ange, that's what I want us to do for hobbies.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do
horseback riding.
Yeah.
I enjoy horseback riding, although I remember we used to go, and it would always hurt my bum. Like, by the end of it, I'm like, how do people do this all the time? Like, my butt hurts.
I love riding horses. It's one of my most favorite places to be is riding a horse. That's really awesome.
That's so
no
cool.
Twang.
Really. No twang.
Real deal. That's so cool.
But also, horses love you.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Which is good because horses, I think it's horses and dogs can tell good people.
Mm-hmm. And babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all three. I got the trifecta.
Yeah, you do.
Good job.
Everybody loves Nino Guy Guy.
Good person triad.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That was a Criminal Minds.
Right.
Oh, a ref. Yeah. Sure, reference.
Because the sociopath triad.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Criminal Minds is a show that Mitchell and I watched together.
I love that. I used to watch that
show. We watched it when it was networky, and then they moved to the streamer, and the whole show changed vibes.
Yeah.
And when there's a few shows that my brother and I watched together that were like, why are we watching this? Mm-hmm. And we can't stop watching it. And that's one of them. Criminal Minds, the new ones.
I never watched I watched the old ones. I was big time into the original series.
Old ones were great. Yeah. They were amazing.
New one's a whole different show. We don't know
what you're missing half the cast. You don't have Matthew Gray Gubler, and I feel like he held it together. So
Who's Matthew?
Reed.
He was doing.
Oh yeah, that is a like. Mm-hmm. Come on, guys. Yeah.
I saw him once at a ice cream shop.
Was he a weirdo?
Yeah, but it was in a fun way. He was wearing.
Yeah,
a,
he's very dweeby. He feels a real dweeb.
He was wearing like a bright orange suit,
like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, kinda, but that's like funny. Genuinely wearing it. He was nice.
He gives hot nerd vibes for sure.
Yeah.
He gives me.
He's a nerf.
Because we went to the same high school and they were very big on the acting there. Performing arts school as well.
Oh, you and I did. Yeah, I was you went to the same high school
as so, Matthew Gray Gubler?
You and I went to the performing arts high school.
Get out of here.
And he just reminds me of like a legit theater kid.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
A thespian.
He's a tried and true.
Yeah, real thespian.
Thespian. Yes.
Thespian, not like lesbian.
No, thespian. It's a P.
Oh, thespian.
Thespian.
Like ESPN, but thespian.
Correct. I was a thespian.
Now they're cool. Yeah. They were thespians. Yeah.
Lame losers.
It's funny. Danielle, what are you grateful for?
I have a lovely gratitude I'd like to share. I've decided. No, genuinely though, this past weekend I put all of my most prized possessions into two U-Haul U-boxes, and my friends came over on Saturday for a pool party, and then they all stayed the night and helped me put everything in my boxes the next day. And I never asked for that. I just wanted to spend time with them, and then they were like, no, we'll stay and help you put everything in the box. And it was so helpful because I cannot ask for help. It physically ails me to ask for help, and they just knew that, and so they just stayed. And I look at it and I'm like, what was I thinking? I would not have been able to do that by myself at all. And
did you feel like those TikTok videos where it's like the 10 grandkids come to grandma's house to stay the night and it's like a surprise?
Yes. Oh. That is how it felt, really. Cause it was me and my like five best girlfriends. And what was really funny is like all of their significant others also came, the guys, and they all left. Aww. And it was just us girls that stayed, and we did it all and put it all in these boxes and then shipped them off. And
your house is empty.
I know. Even the people who dropped the U-Haul boxes off and picked it up were both these women who were really short. I clocked that they were really short, but they handled these forklifts and these giant boxes and these huge semi trucks. And I was like, yeah, women. Like, I don't know. It's just very cool to see them do that. And it was a really special, fun weekend. And I'm just so grateful for their friendship. And Sarah, my best friend, she put this whole photo album together and gathered photos. These are friends I've had since the day I moved here. And so they gathered photos from literally beginning of, it was 2015 to 2026 LA, and had all these photos, and everybody wrote notes and really special things. And
that's really thoughtful.
Yeah. And so it's now like, that's my new prized possession. And so now I'm just sleeping on an air mattress, and I'm using an old sheet as a curtain because I had to pack my curtains.
How many days do you have left?
A week.
1 week left.
1 week left. Wow. Yeah. That's and my exciting. Boxes are on the way. They take an estimated 11 days guaranteed
delivery. Do you feel more leaning towards excited or leaning towards sad?
I'm leaning towards excited. I think it was, it didn't feel real. And then now that I'm in this empty apartment, I'm kind of like, all right, I'm ready to go. Like I'm out and I, at this point, it's the only reason I'm waiting a week is just because that's the earliest when my dad could fly out to do the road trip. So, yeah. But I'm also like I have a dinner and a lunch planned pretty much every day until I leave of just
saying all your goodbyes,
saying all of my goodbyes, seeing people, doing things that we talked about. I'm going to the Whaley House, finally doing the Whaley House tour.
What's the Whaley House?
It's in Old Town San Diego. It's one of the most haunted houses.
Oh, yeah. In Old Town.
And so we're finally doing that this weekend. And it's something we'd talked about for years. And we're like, nothing like doing it 2 days before you move across the country. It's, you know, it's why I said the concert I went to last night, I got texted about that that morning. And I was like, yeah, I'll go. Like, I'm free. Like, last minute, let's do this, you know? So it's exciting to see everybody and have these like special memories before I go, but I'm also very much ready to get into my new space and figure out the city and try to put myself out there and join things and meet people. And see, keep hearing so many good things about the neighborhood I'm moving to. And
I'm happy
I just want to see it all and get there. And then I already have so many other trips plan to see my friends here. I'm coming back in July for a wedding, so I mean it's already happening. I don't know, it's exciting.
Well, so I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
Good for you, Danielle.
Thanks.
All right, before we go into some rapid fire, do you want to read a couple of text messages?
Sure thing. We do have a few text messages from some listeners, some fans who've sent us their matitudes and gratitudes. One of them was came in from someone named Braxton, who is grateful for being able to compete in MMA and jiu-jitsu, which seems really scary to me, but good for you, Braxton. And
shout out Braxton. I did the MMA. Was it MMA that I did? Krav Maga. I did the Krav Maga for like one summer.
All right.
Loved it. Never went back, but I really enjoyed it.
Fun.
So shout out, Braxton.
I think you had your membership for a summer.
I did it for a summer.
A weekend or two.
No, I did it for a summer.
It was in downtown LA.
I know it was too far.
Worst part.
It was too far, but I was committed to it for like a good few months.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Yes. Another gratitude text. This person did not give us their name, but I'm going to read it anyway. And they wrote, "The grateful for the new phase of life that I'm in now. So grateful and thankful. My kids are now young adults and I have one high school kid and I am in this new phase of relearning who I am now and starting new hobbies and having more freedom."
That's exciting.
I think that's fun.
Yeah, I love that for that person.
Yeah. I'm seeing my parents kind of do that now that we've all been out of the house for a few years and they're telling me things they're doing. And I'm like, huh? What? You would never do this before. Who is this person?
Awesome.
So very interesting.
We'll do some, we'll do rapid fire and then we'll wrap it after that. We were going to do a little trend, but that's going to be too long. So let's do some rapid fire. And it's not super rapid fire. It's really just Danielle's going to give you a few different situations. And you tell us if you would be mad about this. Would it be a matitude for you or would this be a gratitude for you?
Yeah. So it rains on a day that you didn't have any plans.
I'm on a ranch in Alabama. Gratitude.
Get out.
I love the rain.
Yeah. Honestly,
I love the rain. Except Not when I come visit Nashville, because I want to go to the park with Rosie. I will be honest about that. Like, but nine times out of ten, I love the rain, no matter
Yeah.
what.
Got it.
That would be a gratitude for me.
Yeah.
I love a rainy day as long as I don't have to go nowhere.
I like it too.
Next.
All right. Running into someone you know while at a party or a bar with other people.
Does she know me? Wait, say it again though. Just running into someone
Yeah,
at a
so like,
party
let's
or a
say you're
bar?
at a party at a bar for someone else. Like, you're specifically hanging out with these people, but then someone else you know shows up.
Like
Are
a different
we
group of friend
different
person?
group of friend?
Maybe you dated this person. Maybe it's just a friend from an old job or whatever. Like, so are
Depends
you
on the
happy to
person,
see
I guess, and the
them?
sitch.
Yeah. See, these are supposed to
Because
make you
even if
think.
it's another friend, like, you keep friend groups
Yeah.
separate,
Yeah,
you
you got
know?
separate
Because,
friend
like,
groups. Yeah.
I don't want you guys to see these guys. Make jokes about guys like you. No, but I guess that one, it just depends. It just depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Am I at my weight goal or not when I run into these people? Because if I'm at my weight goal, it's like, hell yeah, I want everybody to see this.
Okay. Another one I have is somebody asks to borrow something from you, but it is like one of your prized possessions.
I mean, I don't know why that would be a gratitude.
Yeah, I don't know why that'd
Well,
be a
I don't know. Like, somebody
gratitude.
maybe like, 'cause you're like, oh yes, I do have good taste. That is, I do have a really good jacket.
Oh, I see what you're
I don't
saying.
know. Like, yeah.
Okay, somebody's like, oh, I love that jacket. Can I borrow it?
Yeah.
I'd be like, I love it too. It's on Hollister.
Yeah. Hollister.com.
I'll do the over-explaining thing again. Hollister.com. My boss got it for me actually as a gift, but it's cool. No, thank you.
Yeah, here's where I got. Here's the link. Listen,
Yeah.
sometimes I think it could go either way, and then sometimes I go, that is just an attitude. Whoops, my
If it's a
bad.
prized possession, I mean, it's gonna be no.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad about it.
I had somebody ask me for something of mine that I clearly wasn't using anymore. It was a baby item. I really loved this baby item, but I wasn't using it anymore. And then I had somebody ask me if they could have it. And I was like, oh, I can't think of a reason to say no. Yeah, you can have it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why were you holding on to it?
I just
Sentimental?
liked it so much and I had no use for it. I
Okay.
mean, maybe like if I had another kid, but that's pretty much that sh ship
Oh,
sailed.
baby item for Rosie.
Yeah, it was a baby item of
I
Rosie's.
have baby items from like my babyhood.
Oh, no. It was a baby item
Oh.
of Rosie's. And like if I had another kid, yeah, I would definitely use this again. But I was like, I'm not gonna have another kid. And they were like, well, can we have it then? And I was like,
Then,
oh,
so then give
wait,
it to
rubs her
us.
belly.
Yeah, I wait. Hold on. So I
Oh,
can have it
contraction. Can you make a
then?
choice, please?
No, yeah. But I did give it to her. I'm so happy
Good job.
that I did.
Proud of
And I
you.
like to keep my things that I love in the family. So
So proud of you. That's a good one.
you so much.
Want me to do one more or no?
All right, last one.
Okay. Very curious about this. How are you mad or are you grateful when someone throws you a surprise party?
Ooh.
Well, I've never had one.
How would it make you feel? Or just like
Hmm.
surprises. People, there's some people that aren't surprise people and some people who love surprises.
It depends
This is
again,
now this
because
is a good one. This is a good matter grad.
Thank you.
Like I feel
Thank
like
you.
a lot of those are like, oh, we just went to Chuck E. Cheese for now and now let's go home. There's nothing else going on. And really you're like, we just went to this place for my birthday. Like, so the lead up is a little depressing and sad, I think. Like, no? Am I
What are
alone on
you
that?
saying? Chuck E.
Like,
Cheese.
for instance, like
Give
say I'm gonna
me.
throw you a surprise party
Okay.
and the gag is you thought, okay, Pizza Hut, not Chuck E. Cheese. I brought you to Pizza Hut for your birthday, and realistically
Oh.
you'd be like,
Or
I
like
don't
making
think
you
so.
think like,
So
oh,
you
we
would,
all forgot your birthday.
if this is the best you could do, cool, but still, that's
I
come on.
see.
So that
Pizza
part's a little like, oh, that's sad. But If I walk in,
but then when you get to Pizza Hut and everyone's there,
and it depends who you guys invited. Like, Dagnabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Mattitude. I don't want a surprise party.
Yeah, really? I don't think I would want one. I don't think I would want a surprise party. Like, I don't like surprise. Like, just tell me.
Well, that's what
I
was
saying.
I was like, how do you feel about, like, if anybody surprised you with anything? Like, I once had, like, surprise people visited me or, like, were in town, or
I'm okay with that.
Surprise.
Nah,
I got like you.
Creepy.
I just don't want a surprise party. I don't want things to have been planned about me without my knowing. And then I show up and I'm like, wait, all of you guys were talking about me and I didn't know. I don't like that.
All right, control freak. Got it.
When I graduated, Veronica got me a car, a muscle car, and it sat
like
outside
a surprise
her house,
gift.
And it was in a cover.
An actual car?
Yeah.
Veronica got you a car?
Yeah. Pontiac Le Mans, 72.
And where were you?
Anyway,
here.
The deal was I couldn't go look at what car it was underneath the cover. And that was so annoying.
But you knew the car was for you.
I knew the car was for me.
Okay.
I just couldn't go look.
All right.
Wow, I don't remember this.
You don't remember? You don't remember my muscle car?
No.
That's weird.
I have a really bad memory these days. Honestly, ever since getting pregnant and having Rosie, my brain, I'm like, what is your name? It's bad. Anyway.
I love surprises. You can surprise me anytime.
You like surprises?
I do. Fun ones, not scary ones. Although I do love a haunted house. Actually, I like to be scared. I like fun. I like surprises.
Turns out, yes.
Yes.
Everything, yes.
Yes, actually. Big fan.
All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up here. Are you looking for a picture of your car?
Yeah. Oh.
All right, well. I'm impressed that you don't even remember Veronica giving him a car. Like, I can understand not remembering the type of car, but not even remembering that he was given a car.
I remember this car.
Is crazy.
But this looks like Dad's old car from when Dad used to take us to Carl's Jr. to get Happy Stars in the drive-thru. I don't remember you having this
car. I've never seen Dad in a muscle car in my life.
Whose
bike is that? Where it came from?
It's my bike.
I don't... Who are you? What?
Who is this?
I need to call Veronica to verify all of this information.
Yeah, because I sold both these. And this photo album.
Did I lose a play already during this?
For sure. I graduated high school.
You sold something someone gave to you?
That's weird.
Yeah.
That they bought with their money?
Oh, nice.
And you sold it?
Years later, yes.
I don't remember any of this.
I'd feel a type of way about that
after this.
Yeah, we can.
All right. Well...
To be fair, at her end, I think Dad threw in on it, but it was mostly Veronica's spearheading.
That's very nice. I was probably eating Top Ramen up.
I wasn't supposed to graduate, and Mom said she was going to buy me a car if I graduated.
Okay.
Then she, like you, suddenly forgot that she ever said that.
Uh-huh.
So then Veronica was like, well, I'll get you a car, because I wasn't supposed to graduate.
What do you mean you weren't supposed to graduate?
Like, I found out I was going to graduate a week before graduation. Like, I was doing...
What do you mean? Oh,
like, I was doing the graduation practices, not knowing if I was going to be there day of.
Because of, like, grades and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad for you. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sure.
All right. Well, I'm going to wrap this up now. Mitchell, Sunny Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us. Ma'am.
Hattie.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you for sharing your attitudes and gratitudes with us. Always a pleasure. And I love you.
Love you too.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.